Hall walked back to his lab and stared through the glass at the old man and the infant. He looked at the two of them and tried to think, but his brain was running in frantic circles. A cop who didn't take his insulin and had a habit of going into ketoacidosis. An old man who drank Sterno, which gave him methanolism and acidosis. A baby who did what? What gave him acidosis? Hall shook his head. Always he came back to the baby, who was normal, not acidotic. Take it from the beginning, he told himself. Be logical. If a person has metabolic acidosis, any kind of acidosis, what does he do? He has too much acid in his body. He can die from too much acid, just as if he had injected hydrochloric acid into his veins. Too much acid meant death. But the body could compensate by breathing rapidly. Because in that manner, the lungs blew off carbon dioxide, and the body's supply of carbonic acid, which was what carbon dioxide formed in the blood, decreased. A way to get rid of acid, rapid breathing. And Andromeda? What happened to the organism when you were acidotic and breathing fast? Perhaps fast breathing kept the organism from getting into your lungs long enough to penetrate to blood vessels. Maybe that was the answer. Again he shook his head. Because a person with acidosis like Willis or Jackson was one thing. But what about the baby? The baby was normal. If it breathed rapidly, it would become alkalotic, basic, too little acid, not acidotic. The baby would go to the opposite extreme. He thought of the baby, its face turning purple, the little eyes wrinkling, the mouth toothless and smooth-gummed, shrieking, scared to death. And then the birds. With the fast metabolic rate, the fast heart rates, the fast breathing rates. The birds who did everything fast. They too survived. Breathing fast. Was it as simple as that? He punched keys at his computer. At last the program was set. On the display screen he saw what he wanted. Growth of Andromeda as a function of pH, of acidity, alkalinity. The results were quite clear. The Andromeda strain grew within a narrow range. If the medium for growth was too acid, the organism would not multiply. If it was too basic, it would not multiply. Only within the range of pH 7.39 to 7.43 would it grow well. He stared at the graph for a moment, then ran for the door. On his way out, he grinned at his assistant and said, "It's all over. Our troubles are finished." He could not have been more wrong.